It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
Alrighty, welcome to the After Show podcast. It's Brock and Hunter.
Hey.
Happy hot ass Friday out there.
Some hot ass.
Ooh, hot ass.
And that's not the good kind.
No.
It's not the kind walking around the beach. It's no, it's your dirty, hairy ass that's hot and
sweaty. Hot ass. Got that swass going. Got that swass. That swizzity swass.
Yeah.
And there's some swoobs out there.
Yeah.
There's some swaint.
Yeah.
Some swuts.
You know, and if you're extra hairy, it's even worse.
Stop picking on the hairy guys, would you?
Well,
so mean.
Well,
so mean. Sorry that everyone can be like a hairless cat like you.
It's a tough time for hairy people.
God.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm talking full-blown hair. You're hairy, but I'm not talking your hair.
You know, all you hairy guys out there, you're okay. You're beautiful just the way you are.
No, you look like a Yeti. Clean it up, would you?
All right, it's Friday, so we're going to do five facts, five opinions for a Friday. We decided to do this because it's hard finding topics all the time, so let's just keep it easy.
Yeah, hopefully you don't have any shitty facts like we did last week.
No, this week's going to be great. I have not pre-read these, so I don't know, but I got a feeling. All right, here we go. Fact one, opinion one. When a businessman brought the first umbrellas to England in the mid-1700s, people hated the idea of using them so much they threw garbage at him.
What?
Yeah, we don't want those umbrellas.
I hate my skin. I want it to burn off. And I hate rain, too. But you know what? I like sitting in it. It's weird. That's a weird thing.
Yeah. They didn't like umbrellas. Why not?
Yeah, what's so bad
about
it?
Here's the problem is I never, like, as a younger man, I'd probably be like, oh, I don't need an umbrella. But now, as a man that doesn't have his head so far up his ass, I love having an umbrella.
It's a nice thing.
It's so nice. You're not getting soaked.
And you know what? You know what else is weird about that?
Huh?
Umbrellas were better back in the day.
You think so?
Yeah, because they had guns built into them.
I don't think that's an actual fact. Maybe
that's a fact.
Maybe one or two had a gun, or maybe had a blade. You can get, I think you can get them with little knives in them now.
Yeah, knives.
Yeah.
There was a one assassin, I can't remember his name, but he was like the umbrella man. He'd walk around with his umbrella, and he would shoot like a dart or something into you, into your skin, and you would die like 3 days later. And they couldn't catch him because they weren't dying at the time. So he would, like, walk the street. He was an assassin. Shoot you. He'd be like, ah! And then 3 days later, you're dead.
You sure that wasn't a movie?
No, that was real.
I think you just gave a plot to a B-rate horror flick.
That's real.
I don't think it is.
I think it is. Come on, Mr. Internet. Look it up.
I'm not even going to waste my time with that one.
It's because it was such a good story.
So good. But, yeah, I'm glad that he kept with it, and now we have umbrellas everywhere.
Yeah.
Umbrella. We don't want your umbrella. You get out of garbage. Anyway, fact number two, opinion number two. A guy named William Willett invented daylight savings time, and his great-great-grandson is Chris Martin from Coldplay. I knew I never liked Coldplay.
Nice. Yeah, yeah.
You know what? Fuck you, Chris Martin.
Right, yeah, what's
and fuck your great-great-grandfather.
Yeah,
you daylight savings time.
Sucks.
It sucks, dude.
Sucks.
There's no reason for it.
Yeah, your grandpa sucks,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah. You know what? Your music sucks, Coldplay.
You know, my grandpa invented. You know what? Your grandpa sucks.
Yeah, yeah. I hate daylight savings time.
Sweet.
You know what?
You know what I like getting? You know what I like? Sun past 5 o'clock in the winter.
You know what's Daniel Tosh has a good bit about that. He's like, look, daylight savings, if you're going to do it, why don't you do it like move the clocks forward like 5 hours?
Yeah.
So now noon, when you get up, it's like the sun's rising and everything.
It's already there.
Yeah,
ready?
Do that.
You know, if you're going to change it the right way.
Yeah, 1 hour.
I think they actually, when they changed it, they did it the wrong way.
Yeah.
You know, it should be, what is it? Fall back, spring forward.
Fall back.
It should be fall forward, spring back.
So in the springtime, we lose an hour.
Right.
Or no, we gain an hour.
So what that will do, it'll like get dark at like 7 o'clock and like 8 o'clock in the summer.
Especially for like us here, right on the line.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, in the summertime, it's bright until 10:30 at night.
Yeah, till 10 at least for
sure. It's insane, man.
Yeah, you can still, it's still light out at 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't need it
now,
light out
now,
at 10
granted,
o'clock.
Granted, we do have the lake, so we don't have anything blocking our horizon. You know, if we had mountains, it'd probably be different.
Right.
But still, daylight savings is stupid, and Coldplay is stupid.
And your grandpa sucks.
And your grandpa sucks. All right, fact number three, opinion number three. Martin Van Buren is the only president who learned English as a second language. Let me start over.
because apparently I just learned English as my first language. Martin Van Buren is the only president who learned English as a second language. He grew up speaking Dutch.
Well, I just learned something there.
Yeah.
That Martin Van Buren's not a DJ. He's a president.
Let's make some noise for Martin Van Buren. Somebody scream. I actually did a report in school. We all had to pick a president, and my president was Martin Van Buren.
Was he?
I don't remember anything from that report other than he had some big-ass mutton chops. Have you ever seen?
I was going to say $20 says he has a mustache.
You ever seen Martin Van Buren? No mustache. No mustache.
He just had the chops.
Martin Van Buren. Dude, he had some big old chops.
He just had the chops.
Look at this guy.
What year was
this? This guy was the president of the United States.
God, dude. He just does. He looks like... Dude, why does everybody back in the day...
Look at those. You know? It's his hair. I actually don't think it's his beard. I think that's just his hair that goes down.
It's like, dude, if you're from... What era is that?
Martin Van Buren was the... Let's see.
When was he born?
The eighth president of the United States, 1837 to 1841. He was born in 1782.
I'm pretty sure if you're born around that era, that's just what you look like.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. You got the chops. You look like fucking Thomas Jefferson, dude.
All of them do.
You know?
U.S. presidents.
It's just like all have that look of like, I don't know. It's just. It looks like a bunch of dudes hanging around getting ready to sign the Declaration of Independence.
Well, there's a handful of them. I just want to see like all the pictures.
Like, do you ever think like any of these guys during that time? You know, I'm not even talking about presidents. I'm just talking about anybody. They're like, you know, I'm gonna spike my hair today. You know, I'm gonna go with a different look because they all had this like.
Well, actually, all the older ones, you know, back in the watch, they all had long hair. There's no presidents now that have long hair. I want to see some guy with like some straight up like beach bum, like,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, the beach bum.
Some dreads. I want to see a president with dreads.
Like the dude, you know.
Yeah.
Like a president looks like the dude.
That'd be awesome. But honestly, Jefferson, he had long, like, I mean, look at those long golden locks.
So white
locks.
And a lot of them had like the wigs, you know, like the big curly wig.
John Adams.
And did you know what the big curly wig is? It's a status symbol.
It's a status symbol. And you know, they used to de-louse those things.
De-louse.
Yeah, like they had a white powder on them.
Oh, really? So keep them clean?
Keep them clean, yeah, because I'm sure they stunk.
So
it's not something
you
wash.
The bigger the wig, the better status you had. Dude, what? Did they not have mirrors?
No, they did.
Like, you look like a fool, dude. I don't care what era.
But to be fair, though, do you think JNCO jeans? I mean, they probably look at JNCO jeans.
Dude, you're absolutely
right.
It's
all just with the time. Go back to the 80s, the 70s. I mean, there's certain looks.
Damn.
I mean, corduroy was real big in the 70s.
Yeah. I mean, I would definitely take some JNCO jeans over that stupid wig that they wore. God, dude, this is the most ridiculous looking
thing. Like, think about the old beehive hairstyle.
Yeah. Yeah, but still, that's still...
I don't know. That's just as bad as those big white wigs.
I'm pretty
man.
Sure my mom had that hairstyle back in the
Look at
60s.
That.
I mean, yeah, the beehive's ridiculous. How do you even do that?
A lot of hairspray.
I guess.
You got to bump it.
But, dude, your old man and your white hair and your white curly wig.
And your slaves.
And your slaves.
Jesus.
God.
Come on, man. For God's sakes. Anyway, all right. That was fun. Martin Van Buren, he's spoken the Dutchin.
And he's a DJ.
And he's a DJ, spinning those sick beats, bro.
Oh, it's Armin Van Buren.
So close. He must be like his great-great-great-grandfather. But at least he didn't invent daylight savings time.
Yeah.
Chris Martin of Coldplay. Fact number four, opinion number four. Leonard Skinner, I actually know this one. I don't even need to read it. I know it. Leonard Skinner got their band name from their gym teacher.
Really?
Yep. Gym teacher named Leonard Skinner. Three of the members of the band had him in school and got in trouble with him for having long hair. So they named the band after him as a tongue-in-cheek homage.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's why one of their albums, it says pronounced Leonard Skinner. Uh-huh. Like that, yeah. Because they spell it differently, obviously.
Right. Bunch of Y's.
Yeah.
Isn't the principal from The Simpsons Skinner?
Skinner! Is it Durder?
Skinner? I don't know. It just popped in my brain when you said that. My little... Hot brain.
Skinner.
Skinner, yep. Yeah.
Skinner. What's he always say? Am I out of touch? No, it is the children who are wrong.
Yeah.
That old meme. Anyway,
you a big fan?
Of what?
Leonard Skinner.
Oh, dude, I love Skinner, man. Love Lynyrd Skynyrd. Mm-hmm. You know, I will never say, no, don't put on Lynyrd Skynyrd. They got some great music. They're not my all-time favorite, but right. You can't argue like Free Bird. Curtis Lowe, the Ballad of Curtis Lowe is fantastic.
Yeah, I agree 100% with you. They're not like my total. I won't like necessarily put them on when I put music on. But
like I have a party rock mix on my music streaming.
There's some Skynyrd
and
in
dude,
there.
There's Skynyrd on there, of course. Give Me Three Steps, Mr. Saturday Night Special, all sorts of good stuff, man. Yeah, I love Skynyrd, man. Oh, yeah. I really do. Anyway, there you go. And they were named after their gym teacher. Fun fact. Lastly, fact number five, opinion number five. Bic's ballpoint Jesus Cripes! Bic's ballpoint pens have a hole in the top of the cap. So if a child swallows one and it gets stuck in the throat, air can still get through.
Oh, nice. Here,
look at that.
Let me swallow that. Nice.
Here, swallow it.
Sound like your dog.
You did. You sounded like my dog, my pug.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's smart.
Smart.
There you go, Bic.
Smart.
Here's the thing. Where are all these Bic lighters going?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure I've had like 1,000 of them in my lifetime. And if you go to my house, you won't be able to find one.
I thought you were going to say, here's the thing. If a kid swallows a Bic cap, he deserves to die.
Jeez, man. God.
You ever choked on anything in your life? Other than some... No, I'm not going to say it. I don't want to do it.
You can't.
I don't want to offend anybody. But have you ever choked on anything?
Yeah, I think I did. I think when I was when I was a kid, I would throw grapes up into the air.
Yeah.
Catch them in my mouth.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Cough that one up. And I think I also swallowed a piece of like an ice cube by accident one time. And it was like a full ice cube. And it wasn't going down.
Yeah.
But I could still breathe.
It probably got past your esophagus there.
And it was one of those where like I almost had to like use my hand to like push it through my throat. But that didn't really work. And it just eventually like melted.
Like you do with those big old creamy.
Why are you thinking about that?
I have two notable times. My brain is done today. Holy shit.
Son.
Two notable times. One time, and I'll never forget this because it was fucking terrifying. Both times were. They had, during the high school basketball game at halftime, they had open shoot. So you could get out there and they'd let the kids shoot around. The cheerleaders would do their thing. So all the kids would run out and shoot basketballs. Well, I was eating these sweet tarts, right? The hard sweet tarts.
Oh, yeah, the bigger ones.
Well, I had one in my mouth and I shot. And because I shot like right down my throat. And luckily, I muscled it down. I was like...
Dude, that is scary, man.
Another one in my mouth, shot again.
No, really?
Twice in like a 5-minute period.
What are you doing?
I know, you think I'd learn, but no. So that was really scary. And then I remember one time in high school, I think I was like a freshman, I was putting up some like girly post, like some hot chick up on my wall. Well, if you look, kind of got a gap right there.
Yeah,
I had thumbtacks in my mouth, the old colorful tacks.
Dude,
this one was actually really scary. It freaked my mom out. So I had them in my mouth, and I'm like, you know, putting it up. I got the thumbtacks in there, and I breathe in. One went right in my throat, dude.
Come on, dude. Stop putting shit in your mouth.
Seriously, anybody listening right now, don't put anything in your mouth. I don't care if your nails or if you're super confident in the strength of your jaw. Don't do it. So there I am. All of a sudden, I'm like... And I could still kind of grasp, my breath, but not very good. Well, dumb me, I'm like, I'll just swallow it. It'll be fine, and I'll pass it off. But screw it. I don't care. Because it was lodged in my throat. So I'm like, and I try and do, thank God I didn't actually swallow it. I go into the kitchen. I'm like, Mom, and she's like, what's wrong? She knew I was choking. And then so I'm leaning over the sink, and I'm like, and she hits me on the back a couple times. And then finally, like, I thing comes flying out of my mouth, lands in the sink. She's like, oh, my God, Brian. Like, she was free. And I'm like, yeah, dude that was scary.
Dude, that's no joke.
That was scary,
that's no
bro.
Joke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine if I swallowed that thing.
Yeah, dude.
I'd have to get it removed. I couldn't poop that thing out.
I mean, you probably have to.
Or they go in and cut it out or, like, open me up, like, you know, go down the throat. But, yeah.
Dude, yeah, that might puncture. Oh, man.
I think about
that's
that every
situation.
Every time I put anything in my mouth. Every time I put something in my mouth.
Like
but,
what?
Yeah. Yeah, like what? Anyway.
Damn, dude. You almost died.
Almost died, bro.
If it makes you feel better, I swallowed like a bunch of watch batteries once when I was a kid.
Did you ever swallow any money? You ever do that? There's always that one kid in school that like swallowed pennies all the time. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Hey guys, watch this. What?
And then you got that guy on TV who swallows pool balls.
Dude.
It's like the noise he makes,
didn't
too.
He do something? Like, didn't he swallow something and, like, it didn't even get wet? Wasn't it, like, a lit match or something like
that?
Yeah,
so he swallows, like a cup of sugar, and then he swallows,
yes!
like, a gallon of water.
Yeah.
And then he spits the sugar out, and then...
Dude, how does that
the water.
Work?
I don't know.
Dude, that
dude,
is...
And honestly, dude, he does a bit where he puts... Dude, he puts a fucking ring on a master lock.
Yeah, and then
swallows the master lock with the ring on it.
Yeah,
and then he swallows the key, and then he coughs. It's not like it's like somebody's ring from the audience. So
yeah.
He's not using two rings.
No,
and he coughs it up with the ring off the master lock with the key in the master lock.
I don't get it. There's dude.
How?
Dude.
How, Brock?
Holy cow!
I mean, holy cow!
Yeah, we
dude,
should.
That is somebody. They should be X-raying him because I don't believe that. There's no way, dude.
It's one hell of a magic trick.
Dude, what? I mean, even if he has two locks and two rings, two keys, it's still impressive.
Yeah, yeah.
It still means you know which lock to move with your stomach to cough up.
But even swallowing a lock, even swallowing, the sugar one always trips me out because I'm like, dude.
How?
Even just swallowing sugar and not even the water but after it, dude, it's nuts.
It's insane.
It's insane. All right, there you go. Well. I'll just keep to swallowing pen caps.
All right. That guy chokes on a pen cap, even with the hole.
That's how that guy dies. That's how he's going to die.
No.
Isn't it ironic? Don't you think? All right, that's going to do it for five facts, five opinions. This was much better this go-round.
Absolutely.
Yes. Last week sucked.
Somebody else wrote the five facts.
Yeah, hopefully they fired that other guy. All right, don't forget to explore more on the website, WIRX.com, where you found the Plan B After Show podcast. And, as always, listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, 107.1 on your FM dial. We're going to go suck on some pen caps.
Hell yeah, bro.